Listeners like you make living on Earth possible each week. Please contribute today by clicking on the donate link to the left of the page. And thanks.
When it comes to U.S. energy policy and Native Americans, the record's pretty poor. Uranium and coal mining have brought pollution to Native communities and lands, but relatively few jobs. And rising sea waters due to fossil fuel consumption are forcing Native villages in Alaska to abandon their coastal lands. But now that Barack Obama has brought his promise of a lean, clean economy to the White House, many tribes are feeling hopeful. So hopeful, in fact, that a green policy statement representing more than 200 tribes and tribal organizations has been submitted to the Obama team. Winona LaDuke is a rural development economist and writer. You might know her as Ralph Nader's running mate on the Green Party ticket in the 2000 presidential elections. She now directs Honor the Earth, a nonprofit that helped draw up the Green Petition, which outlines what Native America needs from the Obama administration and what the Obama administration needs from Native America.
We have this vast potential for renewable energy. The best potential in the whole country comes from Indian tribes and Indian tribal communities. We have been the most impacted by the last energy economy of anyone. And what we need to do is to capitalize the next energy economy in Indian country on terms that are just and are fair. So we aren't selling our wind rights out to major corporations and just receiving a pittance. You know, I'm relatively aware of the fact that the Obama administration has inherited a huge mess. And two, the Obama administration is full of vital energy to make a change. So we have infused our strategy saying that you want a green economy. This is what a green economy looks like in Indian country. And this is how you would do it.
So what is it that you're asking the Obama administration to do?
What we are asking the Obama administration to do is, one, increase tribal capacity in training to create a workforce that is able to move into renewable energy through financing. We are asking them for energy assistance efficiency work, because most of our homes are trailers on our reservations. And in addition to that, homes that are already up are highly inefficient. So in order to reduce fuel poverty in Indian country, we have to have energy efficient homes. We are asking for renewable production refund for tribal projects that can't utilize tax credits in order to ensure that tribal governments are able to capitalize renewable energy in Indian country. We are asking for access to the federal grid in ways that will address tribal ability to bring our projects online at a level which is meaningful both for tribal economies and to address climate change.
Now, your organization also made it very clear that you don't want to see the U.S. Pursuing nuclear energy and what's been called clean coal. Why is that?
Well, clean coal doesn't exist. You can't wash it enough. You can't. A strip mine or blowing off the top of a mountain is not clean. There's no way to clean up coal. And so we just think that we shouldn't waste our time in the billions and trillions of dollars it would take to try to sequester something for forever, because that's what you'd have to do, is for forever. So just leave it in the ground. Nuclear power, our tribes have been heavily impacted and are presently impacted by uranium mining. We are fighting uranium mining out in South Dakota and in Nebraska and all through the North. You know, we have thousands of abandoned uranium mines and thousands of people who are impacted by radiation exposure. Nuclear power is expensive and is dangerous and is not the answer to climate change. There is no way you can bring enough nuclear power plants online in time to address climate change related disasters. What we need to do is we need to put the money that would be wasted on clean coal and wasted on nuclear power into a full-scale efficiency and renewable economy that treats people with dignity and doesn't treat people as second-class citizens and assume that we can dump our waste in third-world countries or on Indian reservations.
So let's look at some specifics here, Winona LaDuke. I understand about 100 tribes have already done some feasibility studies to look at what could be done in terms of wind and solar energy generation. What are those numbers? What kind of potential are we looking at here?
So the United States needs to produce about 185,000 megawatts of green power in the next decade in order to address climate change. That's the reality. Tribal communities are in a position to probably produce about 120,000 megawatts of that. Between wind potential, they're saying that our tribal communities have the potential to produce about one-third of present installed U.S. electrical capacity. To massive solar projects that, you know, our tribal projects and have the potential to feed into the present grid and create the green energy that will help this country address climate change. So we are the people of color with land and natural resources. That's what distinguishes us, aside from other things, from other communities of color. And on that land, we have the windiest places in the country. Go figure how that happened. But the Northern Plains, you know, even in my reservation, we have very high wind potential. I just finished this last week putting up the foundation for a wind turbine at my office in Callaway, Minnesota. It's a 75-kilowatt wind turbine. My tribe is looking at, and other tribes in our area are looking at, about 4 more megawatts of power coming online probably within the next 2 to 3 years.
Certainly, the need for economic development on native lands is really as impressive as the renewable energy potential that you have with your very high unemployment rates. And in fact, I think a lot of reservation households don't even have electricity. So to what extent do you think that green jobs, green infrastructure, green energy is going to get those figures turned around to make the change that has yet to come to Indian country some 200 plus years into the life of this country?
I am very hopeful. That is to say, I look at my own reservation, White Earth Reservation in northern Minnesota. On my reservation, 1/4 of our money is spent on energy. All of that money basically goes to off-reservation vendors, whether it is for electricity or whether it is for fuel. You know, 1/4 of our income is a substantial economy for our reservation and for any reservation. And so our strategy is to replicate what we are doing on White Earth, you know, nationally, and say, instead of outsourcing, we can relocalize a good portion of our energy economy. What we need is the jobs in our communities. We need joint ownership or ownership of the wind power production and the solar power production so that the revenues return to our tribal communities. We need to be employed in those, because we have 60% unemployment on my reservation. And, you know, the average age of a native person is, you know, like 20, 21 years of age. And you could either send my young man off to jail, or you could employ him or send him to the military.
Winona LaDuke, you once very famously said, and I quote, "I would like to see as many people patriotic to a land as I have seen patriotic to a flag." How do you feel about this being the time for that sort of patriotism?
I think that the present time is good. You know, my youngest son, his name is Gwaykonamud Gasco. And Gwaykonamud in our language means when the wind shifts. And that is what is happening now. The wind is shifting. And we have a chance to do something great for the generations who have not yet arrived here. You know, we've battled for years to create a society which is not based on conquest, but is based on survival. And with the Obama administration, with the intersection between the realities of a shrinking, unsustainable economy, climate change, fuel poverty, and peak oil, we have the chance to make an economy that will reaffirm a relationship to the land. And so I'm very optimistic. The next economy will not affect our sacred sites, our rivers, our lakes, our mountains, because the next economy will not require their consumption.
Winona LaDuke is the executive director of Honor the Earth, one of the Native American groups who drew up a green policy statement for the Obama administration, and a former candidate for vice president of the United States under the banner of the Green Party. Winona, thanks so much for your time.
Thank you. Miigwech.
Miigwech.